How much were they for?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, there was a couple fraudulent debits on our debit card that were made to your organization this month that we need to be reimbursed.
Can I start by getting a zip code?
My zip code, 68516.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Michael Niday, N-I-D-A-Y.
Okay. Is it under, maybe under another name?
Jane.
Okay.
My wife, she's sitting here.
Okay. Could you verify your address for me?
7700 Preserve Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Just waiting for your account to load up.
You still there?
Okay, yes, sir. I'm just waiting for your account to load up. So I do see on December 5th, this is your wife's account, correct? Okay. So I do see when she may have entered a sweepstake to win, let me see what it was, one of our sweepstake items for $5.74. And you were calling in about the other charge, correct? The $67.32.
Well, she didn't do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So yes, sir. So along with the when she into the sweepstake, she was initially charged $67.32 to be automatically enrolled into our discount membership club. That's what that happened. That's what happened.
Well, she didn't do that.
It happened when she made the purchase to be enrolled into the sweepstake.
I don't enter sweepstakes for anybody.
That was
so
fraud.
You're saying you didn't make the purchase of $5.74?
I did not do that.
So you're saying that this may be fraud? No one else did it?
It is fraud.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to get you over to our fraud department. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Nevada. So you'll have to go in and get a new card.
All right. I'm going to get my calendar and even look and see what it was on December.
Just bear with me. I'm trying to get you over to our fraud department. Just continue to hold the line for me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for being patient. I'm getting you over to the fraud department now. I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem.